Welcome everyone to today's webinar, Revolutionize Your Digital Marketing Program with True Customer Engagement. We'll be looking at how to create a personalized multi-channel customer journey that boosts your overall marketing ROI using Sitecore's customer engagement platform. My name is Ted Perdomo, online market analyst for Sitecore, and I'll be your moderator today. We are recording today's webinar and will send attendees a link to the recorded presentation and PowerPoint slides within a couple of days. We'll also email some resources relevant to this topic, including a new Forrester study, How to Identify Online Marketing Suite Requirements, Assessing Your Current State to Inform the Online Marketing Suite Roadmap. If you have questions or comments during today's live webinar, please post them in the dialogue window on your webinar toolbar, that's the chat box, or via the Twitter discussion hashtag SiteCoreCEP. Presenting on today's topic is Tim VanderVanette, Customer Engagement Manager at Sitecore. Tim is a broad technologist with a passion for all things digital. He manages sales, maintenance, and upgrades for Sitecore, bringing partners and customers together to achieve the industry's highest level of online customer engagement. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you, Ted. We're very happy to be here with you today talking about how we can revolutionize your digital marketing effort by engaging your prospects and customers in two-way conversations, and it's really not that easy to do with today's marketing technology. Today's tools really only enable one-way conversations. These are pretty siloed and disconnected channels, and analytics with a very little amount of connection between them. So today, we're going to talk about how to move beyond a one-way conversation with our audience, and we'll talk about how we engage prospects and nurture them through to conversion. And we'll talk about how some of the high-level functionality that's available in the customer engagement platform. And then after that, I will dive into the customer engagement platform and show you what it's like to use the CEP tool. We can give you a little insight into what these interfaces look like, and I encourage you, after this initial introduction, please do not hesitate to reach out to Sitecore directly to set up a personalized and tailored demo for you. So first of all, I just want to share a couple of quick statistics. In the first week of May this year, the average website conversion rate was 2.2%. And that number really hasn't increased over the years. We have many more ways to measure our online marketing, and new tools and channels are emerging all the time, but it can be really hard to keep up with all these tools. And in reality, the investments aren't really moving the dial in terms of this average conversion rate. Yet marketing is continuing to spend and span their spending. Just in this last year, companies spent nearly $26 billion in online ads to attract visitors to websites. Now, this is a huge investment, and a lot of this money is actually going to waste. Average bounce rates are also very high, and this statistic we're looking at here is referring to just the initial bounce rate and doesn't include all the people who come to your site and leave after a very quick assessment. So let's do the math. Say your website attracts an average of 10,000 visitors in a month, and of those 10,000, we know that 2,000 of those are immediately irrelevant, and that makes up the 20% from the bounce rate. And that's if your bounce rate is on kind of the low end of the average, and the remainder of those, only 176 convert. The question is that acceptable? This is a question we ask here at Sitecore all the time. Why do we tend to accept these bounce rates of 20 to 35% and conversion rates of just 2.2%? It's not a sustainable path. Today, as I mentioned, marketers have more tools than ever, and the IT departments are managing all of these tools and trying to help marketing mesh these all together. Yet we're really not seeing the return of that investment. This screen here is just a really quick example of one company's website launch I ran across looking at a blog posting by a CEO of a company that was announcing their site launch. And it's really a shame because although he was very excited about the launch, the posting was really focused on the coordinating of all these different tools and how they would work for the site. His team had a difficult time trying to stitch all of these together, so we'll take a quick look at what this web solution looked like. They were using HubSpot for their SEO purposes, Core Metrics and Google Analytics for measurements. They were also using Marketo for lead scoring and nurturing. Salesforce was their CRM. They were using Silverpop for email marketing, and Joomla was their CMS. And they were also using Segment and Serve to do personalization on their website. So the results they were getting were very poor, and it's difficult to get those results with that low conversion rate. And I want to talk a little bit about why that becomes so difficult. So all organizations are trying to engage with their customers. And when I say customers, it could really be any person that you are looking to attract to your website. So all organizations are trying to engage with their customers with limited success, and there are really four main problems that are contributing to that today. The first one is that these channels are siloed. Marketing is managing a ton of different tools, and most practitioners or staff are specialized by that channel. So we've got our web team, we've got our email marketing team, we've got our social media, and maybe even our mobile team. We have separate metrics, separate databases, and each channel is really having their own conversation with your prospects. So prospects are interacting with companies across many channels, and when the email doesn't match up with what the website promotion or the company's social media activities, it really creates this disconnect. And the majority of marketing departments are set up in these silos today. There's no connection between the channels, and the data is actually living in these separate channels. So they're creating their own messaging and delivering those in separate channels. It's really kind of a mess. So in most organizations, marketers are channel specific, set up exactly this way, while prospects and visitors and audience members are channel agnostic. And as customers, all of us on this call, we can bounce around these channels, but it's all the same experience, and it's really difficult to do when these channels are siloed. The second problem is that individual channels can't show how they are impacting business results. Reporting is by channel, and since most channels don't have the view-through or conversion, they can only report on activity. So they are left with showing a lot of activity when management are really wanting to know what is the return for that spend to support that activity. Marketing knows it's not right, but they simply don't have the right tools at their disposal. It's also interesting because other functions really have excellent tools to do their job. So when I think of an accounting department, a purchasing department, human resources, all of these groups really have very great tools to do their jobs, and marketing is almost the last group to be held accountable for performance as well as measurement. And when marketing spend is in the billions, companies are taking a much closer look at results from that spend. The next problem we see is waste and efficiency. So marketing is all about optimizing and squeezing better results out of their efforts. And this is just one example of how to illustrate how marketing operates independent channels and how much of that spend is going to waste. So quick example, I think everyone can relate with this, is imagine you're going to a trade show and your company's trying to show a really good fit for you and you know your buyers are going to be there, but all the different channels don't coordinate, and each buys a stage or a location at this trade show, and they build out their booth, they come up with the messaging and the goals, and they send people to man that booth. Now, while they are there, they run into each other and say, hey, what are you doing here? And I know this sounds crazy, but it wouldn't happen in the real world. But if you swap out that trade show environment for the digital marketing piece, this is absolutely what happens today, and it's very wasteful, inefficient, and it creates a really bad experience for the prospect because each of those channels or booths, if you will, are saying different things with different offers. So finally, the next big problem is really surrounded around data. There's a lot of data that is buried in these different channeled silos, and it's organized by the channel, not by the prospect. Everyone knows that digital marketing is measurable. That's one of the main benefits of digital marketing, and CEOs and CFOs alike, they're wondering why marketing can't more easily show the results of their efforts, and it's simply because there's too much data. And it's also very inconsistent because each channel is measuring this data as a different thing. So it's very difficult to analyze and make informed decisions. Even organizations that have budget for people or analysts who try to coordinate all of this data to try to make sense of it, by the time they get any real results, too much time has passed, and that data really doesn't have any value for that marketer. So those are the main problems that organizations face when trying to engage their audience at a high level. And for marketing, it's really even more critical. Every expense is now being scrutinized much more closely. So the question becomes, is marketing a necessary expense for a business like human resources or customer service or even accounting? And does marketing actually contribute to the bottom line? So if you're a chief marketing officer, you really want to be viewed as contributing to this revenue. Now let's take a closer look at this customer journey that we've been talking about. And the journey is the experience your prospect or your customer has with your organization. And it's made up of all types of different interactions they're having across all of these different channels, whether it's online or offline. And journeys can be very enjoyable, successful, as well as fun, or they can be challenging and difficult. And what we're seeing today is that the customer journey, unfortunately, isn't very pleasant for them, and the customer organization that is marketing to them, and really the marketing organization is who represents the voice of the company. Before I dive into that, I want to just give a quick insight into what is the customer engagement platform. So Sitecore's customer engagement platform enables strong customer-facing organizations to engage in one-on-one conversations with individual customers across any channel to move the conversation forward for measurable business results. The benefits here with the customer engagement platform is organizations really will have one view of the customer. You can understand performance and optimize across channels, not just for one channel. You can have a conversation with the prospect or customer across channels with consistency so that each conversation picks up where the last one left off, and the results from one channel can actually be used to influence the other channel. And you can proactively nurture towards a conversion, whatever that conversion might be, utilizing all the different channels that your audience is participating in. So this is a really comprehensive slide and a comprehensive view of the platform. And I'm not going to go over all these different aspects, but what you can see is that the content management system here on the bottom is the foundation of the customer engagement platform. All the abilities you expect to see in CMS are here, and the digital marketing system is on top. This is where you'll find all of the built-in channels and different applications that will allow you to automate and optimize campaigns and, of course, engage in analytics to measure performance. And then here on the right is the Universal Profile Connector. This is where you can integrate Sitecore with external databases or marketing technologies that you'll already be using. An example of this might be social networks, customer databases, so Salesforce, Microsoft Dynamics, all of your CRM technology. So going back to that early example with the CEO who was describing the difficulty he and his team encountered in trying to stitch together all of these various tools for that overall web solution, with the customer engagement platform, that company really could have coordinated all of these capabilities they needed to make their launch a success right from Sitecore. And I just wanted to give you that perspective because I want to take a look at the customer journey and what that looks like today without using a tool like the customer engagement platform. So this is a pretty random path, but in the middle here, we have this random acts of marketing. And marketing is really engaging in so many channels, but there aren't any connection points between what you do. So we have the prospect here on the left, and he or she wants to buy and is trying to decide. So he goes on this path, and maybe he starts out by visiting a competitor's website or the vendor's website, Googling and looking for other competitors. He may ask his boss. He may start to search tweets. He may download a white paper. Maybe he attends a webinar such as you're doing today. Sign up for maybe a free trial. All these different things that you're seeing here. So he reads these blogs. He may ask peers. He may read an analyst report, and you multiply this by all the different vendors that he's looking at. He might also leave the journey and come back at a different time through a different channel. So at this point, he has a lot of options, and there's no way that marketing can be in all these different channels and ends up becoming a very random activity trying to communicate with this person. So from a company's view, an organization's view, you really don't have the insight to understand the prospect and to be able to nurture him along this journey, because you don't know what that person wants at any point in time. You really aren't sure why he isn't responding to these different offers that you managed to get out there. And meanwhile, other vendors are doing the exact same thing. So you can't really tell if he's ready for sale or conversion, whatever conversion does mean for your organization. And we may not even know if the person is a current customer, an existing customer, or if this person is a prospect, which can provide a pretty awful experience. If you're a current customer, you go to interact with an organization and they don't recognize you. And you really have no idea how interested that person is. So from the prospect's point of view, it's also a very frustrating and disjointed experience. So we have all experienced this in some form as consumers. If we're trying to make a purchase online or research a solution or look for reviews or advice, it's really frustrating when we arrive at a dead end or just can't find the answers we're looking for, or maybe we even get stuck and there's a lot of wasted time and energy. So just some of the things that this person experiences: how did I end up here? Or I really don't know what to do next. I might have already told you that. That can be really frustrating. And going back, maybe you've already interacted with that company. You've provided them with some of this information, and they don't remember you. And they're asking for the same information. Maybe you signed up for another webinar or downloaded another white paper. It's really indicative of what that experience will be when someone has become a customer and leaves asking, how am I going to be treated when I do become a customer? And that experience is really important. So why is this happening? We've talked a little bit about this already. In many respects, the technology has contributed to this problem. There are so many tools, so many emerging channels that they are disconnected, and the website is also considered a siloed channel. So along with email, the website can be the most prolific and successful digital communication channel there is, yet very few organizations manage to coordinate the website with email, much less with things like social and search. So each silo, including the website, has its own data points with very few connector points in between. There's no agreement on even what to measure or what success does mean, and there's no central platform. So now we know what marketing is trying to manage with all these tools and to communicate that outward with prospects and customers. New tools and channels are constantly emerging, and it's really a struggle to track the value that they offer. And while it may be easier to continue to have these one-sided conversations, they simply don't work. So to be successful today, we need to be engaging in two-way interactions, and here's just another way to look at it. On the left here, there is a representation of traditional marketing, this fireworks show. It's beautiful, it's creative, it's flashy, yet in reality, there's no real substance there, and it fades away quite quickly, almost like purchasing in a one-way engagement. Now, on the right side, what we'll see is the digital channel that's actually ideal for two-way interaction. If we can get these tools working well together, what we can do is we can listen, we can adapt, we can build more lasting relationships, and these are really earned engagements. So this is what marketing should be working towards. So conversations lead to conversions. This is a really important concept, and this is the idea that conversations will lead to conversions and that conversions are two-way, not one-way interactions. So both participants in a conversation have their own goals. There's a natural rhythm and flow to that conversation, and you can't force that. And when it does go bad, the engagement actually suffers. A practical example I have is, let's say I met you at a party yesterday, and when we run into each other the next day at the grocery store, I don't remember you, and I introduce myself all over again. We might even have the same conversation. There's two ways that this can be viewed. Either I'm going to come across as being a very rude individual because I've forgotten you, or maybe even a little bit crazy because I don't remember a conversation that was just had yesterday. And this is actually what it's like for marketing today. The marketing end of that conversation is jilted. It doesn't flow because marketing can be handicapped by the lack of insight into that conversation. So what I want to go ahead and do now is take a look at the orchestrated customer journey. When you have a tool like the customer engagement platform, you can actually help orchestrate that prospect's journey. Instead of random acts of one-way marketing messages, you can actually respond to the prospect's cues and help nurture them through the conversation. Let's see what this looks like now. So here the prospect on the left, this time he starts out by Googling some vendors and he visits your website. Based on those keywords, you can now make recommendations on your website on that very first visit. Say the prospect watches a video. You can actually send a follow-up email recommending a white paper that is related to the video that he watched. Maybe you send another email based on areas of interest from the last website visit. And now maybe a customer service rep can get an alert of this activity and look into the record, note an email and web history, and maybe it makes sense at that point to recommend a free trial to this prospect. So that prospect takes a free trial, and 30 days later, you're able to send them a coupon with a promotion for whatever your product is or whatever you're offering. This could be pretty powerful, and this is what it looks like when you actually have something like the customer engagement platform. You can't control every aspect, but if you look at the middle there, you're able to actually orchestrate the conversation much better than previously when all those interactions were very random. So from the marketing view or the organization's view, that journey becomes much more clean, much more direct. You can actually see that the prospect at this point in his journey, that this is what he is most interested in now. These are issues that most organizations need to address, and these issues aren't important to necessarily that prospect. If they are, then essentially they would be more willing to speak to a salesperson and convert, whatever conversion does mean for your organization. So once marketing is able to predict when a prospect is ready to buy or talk to sales, they're able to predict pipeline and revenue. And that it would be absolutely tremendous to increase the role of marketing in any organization with the ability to predict sales like that. It's a very powerful proposition for organizations to be able to understand their audience at that level of granularity and have the ability to serve their prospects' needs versus just talking at them with various offers. So let's take a look at that prospect view again. when marketing can weave all the aspects of marketing conversations together and each interaction will build upon the last, this is what it looks like for the prospect. I should probably look at this next, or they know what I want before I even know. I hadn't thought about that, but that's absolutely important. They seem to understand what I need. They understand my business. Wow, that question was answered fully and completely. They've thought of everything. I'm ready to buy, talk to the sales, or convert. So look at this message over to the right. That was easy. In many ways, marketing today is really difficult to encourage prospects to buy. Prospects have to work hard at finding the information they need to make a decision, which is really crazy if you think about it. And this is where today's marketing tools are really a problem and where a solution like the customer engagement platform can offer huge value. So let's go ahead and take a look at the platform in a little more detail. First, we're going to look at something called engagement analytics. Whereas traditional web analytics measure the quantity of traffic, so how many visitors are coming to your site, engagement analytics actually measures the quality of traffic and will tie that directly back to specific campaigns and channels, providing a real ROI on some of these campaigns. So we talk about this first bullet point a lot, and that is the balance of quantity of traffic versus quality. So this is the idea that it's not the quantity, but the quality that matters. And the conversations that companies are having with customers, when you can measure the engagement, you can laser that focus on what's working and what's not. And this is where you can measure the business value of your website and all of these other channels that are pushing traffic back to your website. Another challenge for marketing is there's no common measurement across channels. And what engagement analytics provides marketers is a common measurement that crosses channels. So engagement analytics is really a simple concept to implement. And basically, there are certain activities on a website that when a visitor completes are considered very valuable. For example, at Sitecore, we know that visitors that register for our newsletter or request an online pricing quote or maybe request a demo are highly engaged because it requires a certain level of commitment. They need to provide personal information and trust that we won't use that information in a harmful manner. They sign up for continuous communication with an email address, and in some cases, they're actually ready to speak with the salesperson and see a demo. These visitors are no longer anonymous, but they're ready to engage. And with engagement analytics, you can place a point value on these activities that require a high level of engagement, and then trace those activities back to campaigns or channels to determine exactly what influenced these activities the most. So here is an example of a metric, or more specifically, a website that is steadily increasing visitors. So this looks very promising. This is what we all want to see as far as the number moving up towards the right. But it really doesn't give us any indication of the quality of those visits. Are they the right visitors? Are they engaging in the two-way conversations that we want to have on our site? So with engagement analytics overlaying the value metric over the quantity of visitors metric, here we can see that although the website is attracting more visitors, they're not necessarily the right visitors because the level of engagement is actually declining. Meaning these visitors aren't engaged enough to complete these high-level activities. This means to marketing that we're actually delivering less value for each visitor, which essentially means that we're becoming less effective. Let's take a look at this example for an agricultural business, and we can compare these four different campaigns to determine which of these campaigns are more cost-effective. So looking at the visitors alone, it appears that the top campaign called Growing Strong is the clear winner. And this is what web analytics would show you. The results are based on the quantity of visits. And with this information, the marketer, the CMO, the VP of marketing just may decide to rerun that campaign and pull back on others. But if we looked at the engagement value accumulated by each of these campaigns, it's actually a different story. The red bar shows accumulated engagement activity for each campaign. So this is a much different look at the effectiveness of these campaigns. Here we can see that the middle two campaigns actually brought the highest engagement, meaning those campaigns are better engaging the visitors and getting them to commit to those high-value activity. The quality is good, and the level of engagement is also needed. And without this information, the marketer would probably invest in the wrong campaign. The nice thing is the same actually applies with channels with a tool like engagement analytics. It's difficult right now for marketers to measure effectiveness across all the channels when these metrics actually live in different databases. But with engagement analytics, there's a common metric that applies no matter which channel, and it's going to apply whether that's an online channel or an offline channel. So it's essentially the exact same idea. Here we're seeing that search is bringing in the most visitors and that email and social aren't performing quite as well. So the CMO or the VP of marketing might look at this and make some decisions like we need to increase our send and search and pull back on social and email. But that would be a mistake because when we actually look at the engagement value, we see that the visitors that come in via search in this case are actually about half as engaged as those who come in via email. So this concept behind engagement value, and it doesn't take a deep dive by marketing or a web analyst to manually rationalize all of these different data scores, it's right there in an easy-to-use dashboard. So the second concept that we discussed is customer experience platform, and we wanted to focus on what's called our experience editor, which really puts the power of personalization and personalizing your website into the hands of the business user so that the site can actually be personalized for your site visitors in real time. Editors can easily personalize right in line, right on the page, and they can use this concept of profile cards and visual patterns, and I'll show you what that looks like, but they can use those to better understand visitors and serve the most appropriate content up to those site visitors. And they can also personalize their site by an automation state, depending on where these site visitors are in their engagement automation, and I'll show you that as well. So here we've got some pattern examples, and patterns are a great way to both learn about users and their interests and also guide content developers to create relevant content for their site visitors. So content editors can create profiles and add profile attributes with patterns. And here's a quick example for an automobile site, a car site, that uses these different patterns. So when the system recognizes a pattern in a visitor based on the content that they are consuming, the content editor can start to personalize the content for that specific pattern. So what we see here is we've got these three separate patterns. We've got the handyman pattern, the status pattern, and the family pattern. And what we'll notice is we've got the engagement plans and the profile attributes that fit these different patterns. So what we can assume is you've got a status pattern who is more concerned with boasting, and they're not very high on the practical or the precautious or even the environmentally conscious scale, where you've got the handyman pattern who that person's main focus is going to be practicality. With the family pattern, we're looking that their main interests are going to be the practicality of the vehicle as well as being very precautious about not only the purchase but some of the safety features that might be available. So these are examples of profile cards for a car website that could be set up using the customer engagement platform. And in this, the visitors consume content. Here is where the visitors and our system start to recognize their pattern. So let's start with the status pattern. So down below, we've got this visitor to your website, and we'll see that based on the content that they consumed, we found that this was going to be more of the status pattern. You'll see that map matches pretty closely, so we can assume that that individual visiting our site is more concerned with status. Or maybe someone who has matched more closely with this handyman status or handyman pattern, we would want to show them content that might be more closely related to their interests. So it might be trucks or other vehicles like that. And at any time, if this person starts to resemble another pattern because of the content they're consuming, you can actually start to show them different content. So they might start to look at content that more closely aligns them with the practical pattern, and we'll see that now we can actually start to present them content that's more specific to their new patterns. So this is really a great example, depending on which pattern a visitor most looks like, that we can personalize that content. So now we know what a visitor is doing, how they're consuming content across these channels. We can continually build up that information and use it to serve relevant and personalized content in all of these channels. And this circle doesn't end. We learn more and more, which drives continued relevance, which drives better engagement, and ultimately conversion, which is the goal that we have here. So let's go ahead and take this a step further. We can actually start to map out this conversation across these different channels. So the next and last important piece I wanted to explain to you is called engagement automation. What we're seeing on the top right-hand side here is a tool that you can use to map out your marketing interactions, really listening to how the audience is responding as you go and personalizing this conversation. So engagement automation, simple drag-and-drop tool where business users can actually set up a flow that interacts with these multiple channels, whether it is website, email, CRM, customer service, really any online or offline channel where the prospect is interacting. So rather than a separate email campaign and a separate website promotion, maybe even a separate search campaign, social media campaign, you can actually start to map out and flow these different channels and how they're encompassed. So I'll show you two very quick examples of that. So this is an example of a B2B company and how they used engagement automation. So here the marketers did a lead acquisition campaign offering a new white paper, and they created some landing pages. They tweeted, posted a blog, and ran a search campaign trying to draw people into this campaign. So let's say that this company knows that the typical buying cycle was 120 days, and they would like to shrink that down to 90 days. So now we have Steve, our prospect, on the right here, and the marketer, we're actually trying to set up a flow and automate all of these tasks. So when Steve first filled out some information on the landing page, we asked for his name and email and maybe even his job title, and it turns out that Steve was actually a new lead. He had never visited the website before, and he wasn't in our CRM already. So we don't have a lot of information on him. We want to keep learning. We're engaged with him, but maybe the next email will include some other type of information or related offer. And again, we're asking him to fill out a form, but we're going to pre-populate some information like his name, email, and title. Or maybe going to ask some additional relevant questions like what are his most urgent needs right now related to this particular offer. And on this goes, as you can see, we continue to engage as we build his profile. We've learned more information about him, and we'll send him more relevant offers. We will personalize the website based on what we know about him. So when he comes back and visits the site, we can actually recognize him, and we're able to serve him up personalized content. So note how the duration between contacts actually speeds up towards the end. This is all automated, and we're actually never going to leave a lead behind. So we're able to nurture each lead all the way through. We're able to nurture them independently based on both implicit as well as explicit behavior on the site, and also how they react to these different offers that we're sending them. So let me show you another quick example of that. This is just a simple abandoned shopping cart automation flow. So a marketer could set this up on the customer engagement platform. Really, in the case, we have just a shopper who placed a high-value item in the cart but hasn't completed that purchase. So we set up this automated flow where maybe 2 hours after the person has put an item into the cart, if we see or if we have their email, we would send them an email with a free shipping offer. If they come back to the site, we'll recognize them, and we can display that free shipping offer just for that person. Maybe we could also wait 3 days, and if they still haven't purchased, we up the ante and send them an email with a better discount, and again, display that offer on the website. So say the email that we sent has been opened and that the purchase still hasn't been completed. Again, it's a high-value item, say $350. So maybe we send an alert to customer service asking them to place a call, offering to help them complete their order. All of this, this whole flow, can be automated using the customer engagement platform. So we need to remember that investment was required to get that shopper to the site in the first place, and instead of simply letting them go, with engagement automation, we can actually try to recapture that investment. So where to start? Real quick, when you've got something like the customer engagement platform, there's some quick successes you can gain and build around, and it doesn't have to be terribly difficult. And here's just a few examples of where one can start. So you can use goals and values metrics to understand and drive quality of your different campaigns. You can talk a lot about quality versus the quantity and visits. You can also use campaign management to optimize the marketing spend. You can use conditional personalization to drive relevance. You can also use personas to profile different content. One can use predictive personalization to target relevant content based on site behavior. You can also use engagement automation and our email campaign manager to actually speak to target audiences. You can use engagement analytics to measure the marketing effectiveness. These are just a few items where an organization can start with using the customer engagement platform. But in reality, the options are endless, and I think organizations are going to find many, many ways that they can go ahead and leverage this sort of functionality. So we've come to the point now where instead of discussing some of this via a slideshow, we're going to actually hop into the application and show you Sitecore's real-world use of the customer engagement platform. And Sitecore has actually leveraged this functionality with DreamCore. So I see that some of the attendees are actually existing customers. For those that are not, DreamCore is a customer-focused and partner-focused event, really a user event that Sitecore puts on. And so we built out a website for DreamCore based on Sitecore 6.5 and the customer engagement platform. And because of the time constraints that we have today, I'm not going to dive too deep into any specific area within the customer engagement platform. But what I want to do for customers who might not be using the customer engagement platform yet and for new prospects that are on this call is I'm going to introduce you to just a few of the interfaces. I highly encourage you to reach out to a Sitecore representative. What the Sitecore representative can do is offer a tailored demonstration that will be more specific to your business needs. So without any further ado, let me go ahead and bring up a new screen and we can dive into our demonstration. So what we've got here is the Sitecore login screen, and I just wanted to give some customers or prospects who haven't seen this a little insight. This is a browser-based application, and we've got the different interfaces with which you can log into. And I'm going to go ahead and log into the desktop. And what this does is this actually gives me access to all of the interfaces that the customer engagement platform leverage, and we'll be able to see all of these different interfaces. So first and foremost, I want to show you that this is the desktop application. You'll notice we've got the Sitecore Start menu here. This is where all of these applications will live, and the first one that I want to dive into is the Executive Insight Dashboard. This is going to be a business intelligence layer that has been added to the analytics that Sitecore is going to be collecting to provide you with insight into exactly what sort of information or what sort of statistics are happening on your website. So what we can see here is the Executive Insight Dashboard provides us with a large amount of analytics information. You'll notice that we can determine what type of info do we want to look at and do we want to see in this graphical representation, whether it's direct traffic or maybe it's specific campaign traffic on one of those campaigns that you've run. We can also see that we can drill down into specific traffic types. So here you'll see we can look at organic SEO. We can look at branded SEO, search, direct site traffic, referred traffic from different areas like blogs. We can also see in this case, because this is an actual Sitecore website, Sitecore developer network traffic, email traffic, as well as paid search. So you'll notice that there are many different overviews we can take a look at, whether it's first impression or engagement information, and we can actually run different levels of analysis on the traffic that's coming to our site. So this is the Executive Insight Dashboard, one piece of the customer engagement platform. One thing I'll do as well is I want to go ahead and bring up an interface that your business users can actually use, and that is the page editor interface, and show you how easy it is for a business user to be able to add one of these personalizations to the site and show you the different messaging that we can present. So what we've got here is a Sitecore, What we've got here is the landing page for DreamCore. Now, what I want to show with this landing page and it looks like I'm getting a little bit of technical difficulty showing this particular page. Here we go. We should be able to see this in just a moment. So this is my DreamCore landing page. As a business user, this is one interface that I can interact with. This is called the page editor interface, meant to be a very easy-to-use interface. I am logged in right now and have certain security parameters that allow me edit content on this page. So as a business user, I might want to change the messaging based on certain parameters. And right now, what I see here in this title is Get Ready for DreamCore 2011 in London. This is the default messaging. Now, based on some personalization rules that we can create, I can actually change that to allow for a different type of messaging, which is this America message. You'll notice as soon as I clicked on this personalization node here, it actually changed the messaging for me. This is a functionality that can actually be automated. So when we talked about automation, this is what we're seeing here is based on a variety of parameters, and it could be the country code that they visited from, we're going to personalize that message based on that information. So let me bring us back into the desktop interface. And I want to show another use that we mentioned in the customer engagement platform, and that is the use of these personalization cards. So I'm going to go ahead and drill into a specific area within our content tree here. And for those who have not seen this interface, this is the content editor. This is another interface with which site editors can actually interact with Sitecore. And what I'm looking at now are the different sessions that were available in DreamCore. And if we go ahead and click on one of these sessions, what we're going to see up in the top right-hand corner are the different profile cards that we have tagged this piece of content with. And these profile cards, as we mentioned earlier in our discussion, can actually drive personalization. But I want to showcase how easy it is to actually associate these personalization cards with a piece of content. So let me go ahead and bring this up. And my apologies, it looks like, in fact, GoToWebinar is not allowing that to showcase. But what we can see here, and I'll just touch on this very briefly, and it looks like we can see these profile cards pop up, but very similar to how content is created on a website, we've actually created these profile cards to represent individuals that we feel will be consuming content on our website. So we've created a persona, and we can start to build out content for these different personas and then associate how much we feel this particular content item might refer to these individual personalization attributes. One last piece I wanted to take a look at and introduce you to is the Marketing Center. And the Marketing Center is actually where we build out the last piece of the CEP that I wanted to discuss, and that is actually these engagement plans. This happens to be an engagement plan that we built out for DreamCore, and what you'll see here is we've got a path of how our interaction and how our engagement with a customer or a prospect interested in DreamCore looks, and this is absolutely extensible. What we've seen is that we've sent out an invitation email, and this path will walk you through a variety of different steps that these customers could take and how does Sitecore interact with these particular customers. So in this sense, we sent out the invite email. You'll notice the first question is, have they registered? If they have, they'll move on a different path than if they go with another path of, no, they haven't. So we'll see, is the email link clicked? If not, we'll see, do they have 1 month left? If yes, we can actually send out a special offer. This engagement plan is exactly what we talked about during our PowerPoint presentation portion of this discussion today, is mapping out the engagement path that you wish your customers to embark on. So that is a quick look at Sitecore's CEP platform. I want to go ahead and send it back to Ted, because as I understand, there are some questions that Ted has received that I would like to go ahead and answer.
Thanks, Tim. That was a fantastic presentation. And we did have a lot of questions that came in during the presentation, and I encourage you to continue submitting your questions in the webinar toolbar or on Twitter at #SitecoreCEP. If we don't get to your question today, we will follow up with you on an individual basis. And we'd also love your feedback on this presentation if you can take a quick survey. It's at surveymonkey.com/SitecoreCEP. And if you look in the chat box, there's a live link right to the survey. So please take a few moments and take that survey for us. So the first question that came in, this engagement stuff looks great, but I don't know if we could easily determine where to get started. What would you recommend?
Perfect. That's a great question, Ted. We're actually going to be publishing some guides that can absolutely help with that. These guides will walk you through some of the exercises that you can do with your teams and will help provide a roadmap for what's most appropriate for your goals. The first one is actually going to be methodology and lifecycle for implementing CEP. Some of these other guides are around profile cards and patterns, understanding and implementing your campaign performance analytics, using engagement automation with these various marketing channels, as well as email campaigning that's different and how you're probably doing it now. So those are all going to be integrated across channels. So the three, or I should say four guides that we'll have are understanding profile cards, 360-degree customer intelligence, cross-channel customer engagement, and email campaigning with success. So also soon to be launched is going to be the Sitecore Engage website, which is very similar to our developer network, but it's really focused on business users. So you'll have access to help, be able to participate in that community, access the guides, There'll be CEP case studies, and you'll really be able to learn from how others are leveraging CEP.
Great. Thanks, Tim. The next question, we already used Omniture for analytics. Does engagement analytics replace it?
That's another great question, and the quick answer is no. Engagement analytics is really a different measurement altogether. So while Omniture or Web Trends measure site performance at an aggregate level, Sitecore really lets you measure marketing campaign performance as well as channel performance, so you can see exactly where to invest or where to cut back on all the activities that are driving traffic to your site. So no, it's not looking to replace it. In fact, using Web Trends and Sitecore CEP side by side is absolutely possible.
Great. Thanks, Tim. Well, we're running out of time here, so we're going to wrap it up. But if you do have questions, please submit them to Twitter, hashtag SitecoreCEP, and we will get back to you on that. As a reminder, we'll email you the link to the presentation, including the PDF of Tim's PowerPoint slides, so you can view it and share it with your colleagues. Thanks again for joining us this afternoon. We hope to see you again at a future Sitecore webinar. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.